Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, where we're wondering what Ted Bundy's star sign is. I'm your host, FPS Diesel. Along with me, as always, is Wild Spartans.
Why'd you have to intro it like that? We could have saved it for a little bit later.
Well, there's plenty of other, like, serial killers.
To look up the star signs of?
I'm looking up serial killer star signs. Hey, right, finish the intro, dude.
Anyway, the other person here is quiet. Yeah, okay.
Who's quiet?
There's a list!
Yeah, okay, he's your
There's
dude.
There's a list!
Okay, let's... Ted Bundy.
Hold on, wait. Okay, so which star sign shows up most frequently? Shouldn't you be able to control?
Gemini!
Virgo.
Gemini!
Virgo
Gemini.
And Gemini. There's no cancers here. I'm safe.
All right, so if you're a Virgo or a Gemini, you are more likely to
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy is one of the only Sagittariuses, though. Weird.
Man.
Jeffrey Dahmer is a Gemini. Ed, I don't know who Ed that is. John Wayne Gacy is a Piscis. Mary Bell, Gemini. Leslie
wait,
Billy,
wait,
Piscis.
Wait, wait, wait.
I don't see
there's
a single
another,
Aquarius
there,
on this
there's
list.
Another,
I don't see
an,
a single
okay.
Aries. Damn, we're safe.
I don't know
safe.
Who the fuck made that list, because there's multiple contradicting lists. Somebody said that Ted Bundy's a Cancer. Which I would not like to happen, or maybe
it's Charles Manson is Aquarius.
This whole shit, like, this list is not based off their actual star signs. It's based off of, like, oh,
why?
I'm such a Piscis. Oh my gosh, I'm
I
a Piscis.
I'm such a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wait, this is telling.
Wait,
me
which
Gemini.
One? Which one trapped fucking kids in his basement and hid like
okay,
60
the,
bodies?
The one that dressed up as a clown.
I just want to say,
yeah,
say
was
proof.
It? Did he dress up as a clown? Like he had like 60
was
bodies
that
under
John
his
Wayne Gacy.
That was John Wayne Gacy. Okay.
Okay, this website's telling me I'm a Gemini, but I thought I was a Cancer.
You thought you were a Cancer? Well, you're
yeah,
Cancer to me.
Well, thanks, Diesel. But it says May 21st. It says May 21st to June 21st as a Gemini. But the fucking famous birthdays tells me I'm a Cancer.
Huh. Well, here's the point. We are trying to figure out which serial killer we are based off of our star sign.
I really hope I'm not Ted Bundy. I don't want to be.
Yeah, well, I really don't want to be Charles Manson.
What
do you
does...
want to be any of them? They're all serial killers.
Well, listen, Brandon, even I have my favorites, okay? So back off. These are my hubbies, dude.
did you see how hot Ted Bundy was in that movie on Netflix? Like, damn,
dude,
guys,
you have Zac Efron play anybody and they're fucking
bro,
hot. Like, no
there
shit.
There was fucking, like, literally when Ted Bundy was, like, alive and in prison, there was, like, a bunch of fucking girls sending him, like, fan letters and shit because for some reason they want to fuck someone who's going to kill them later.
People were very, like, just enamored with his presence. Apparently he was considered charismatic and stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. Like, fuck it, that's the whole reason he was an effective killer.
But I watched the documentaries and he just seemed really awkward.
Well, I mean, in court, yeah, but...
But
also, apparently he was charismatic in court as well, though. It could have just been the editing or some shit.
I don't know. I mean, Zac Efron did a good job of portraying that angle. But
okay,
he does not
the
look anything like Ted Bundy.
So, I am a Cancer. That one site was fucking wrong. So, Gemini is May 21st to June 20th. I'm one day off of not being a Cancer. Fuck me.
It's like, fuck, Jesus. I almost wasn't a terminal disease. Shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Who the fuck came up with that name?
God damn it, Mom. Why couldn't you have pushed me out one day sooner? Come on.
Wait, Ari? So, wait, is this like a real fucking list?
I'm
an Aries.
I have no idea.
Wait, okay, we can just look up the birthdays. Here's like a fucking...
I wonder which one the Tattletale Strangler is.
List. Here's an accurate list with like the fucking star sign days and shit. So we can look up their birthdays and see what they actually fucking are.
Okay, so
well,
look up.
I'm just gonna go off of this random article I found on the internet.
Okay,
I mean,
so
it's fucking star signs. I mean, it's not. It's, eh.
So
wait, Ted
Joseph...
Bundy was November 24th.
Ted so, Bundy was November 24th.
Yeah, that's his birthday. So he is a Sagittarius.
You know, there are people that would know what star sign Ted Bundy is off the top of their head based off of knowing his birthday.
Okay, so like, I went to the Taurus killers, and the first one is Martha the Lonely Hearts Killer Beck, and his victims range from 3 to 17. Like, he has 3 to 17 victims? What is the range on this? Like, how are you figuring?
How do you narrow it down to 3 or 17?
So what happens is they either confess to murders or they assume that murders are related to a dead, like, serial killer based off of, like, their serial killer profile, so how they killed people.
H.H. the Torture Dr. Holmes, 9 to 200 victims.
Jesus.
So
3 to 9+. That's just not helpful, is it?
So were all these serial killers around in, like, the 80s and 70s and shit?
That's when...
Well,
that,
I assume
yeah, that
if
was...
there's a serial killer running around now, which there probably is, we wouldn't know who they are.
The golden age of serial killers. I miss the old days when it was really about the killing.
Actually, yeah, no, it was about...
It wasn't about the big screen documentaries and Zac Efron playing you. It was just about
the
sport.
The old days of the serial killers. Today we just have people walking into schools. It's not the same.
What about when people were burned to the stake for being witches? I want to go back to those days, all right? That was the glory days for serial
man
killers,
America, right? Really used to know how to really throw a party. You guys have lost your ways, man. All you kids,
America really used to know how to strangle women.
Eat a kid.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah
you should watch the movie with Zac Efron. It's very compelling.
That's out.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah,
Netflix.
It's been out for a while.
Watch it like now.
Let's watch it while we record the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over well.
Oh, you're right. He did have a kid. I'd hate to be that kid.
Diesel, you carry it while me and Brendan watch it. BRB.
That isn't Ted Bundy's, like, kid. He married a woman who had a child. And then he had another child out of wedlock with this other lady while he was in prison. This is based off the movie. I don't know if it actually happened just like that. So, you know.
It just never happened.
Who knows?
Genius.
Damn,
who the fuck even came up with goddamn star signs?
I don't
like who made
Greeks?
It a thing. Because
I don't know.
There are people who actually think star signs have real fucking world value.
They do though. Like, come on, bro.
Shut
like, why are you hating?
Up.
It's astrology, and astrology is fairly old.
Astrology's been around for ages, but has it ever been founded?
Well, I don't know. Well, we don't think the world's fucking flat anymore, so you know, or at least we shouldn't. But.
Hey, some flat earther watching this podcast is gravely offended by your words, Diesel. You
okay, I want him
right
to be
now.
Offended because he's fucking wrong.
Diesel, that's not very nice, okay?
Some form of astrology shows up in various belief systems in ancient cultures. So, this is like so old.
So we're going back to the ancient time?
Well, we're going back all the way around to Alexander the Great conquering Egypt, so... That's according to
really,
time.
Really... Dude, have you guys seen Egyptian people's skulls?
What? No.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, shit. Like, they're elongated or some shit,
yeah,
right?
They're fucking weird. Hold up.
Oh, is this why the people, like, think they're aliens or whatever?
Yeah, because their skulls were not Homo sapien in the slightest. They're fucking tall. Like, they were tall. Those are fucking Egyptian skulls at this length. Like, they're really fucking... Like, they look like aliens. Like, they're fucking tall skulls.
I think there's a logical explanation for that.
Yeah, there is. It's like
they were fucking older humans!
It was because, like, the fucking pharaohs and shit that they'd fuck with, like, they literally, like, impounded their skulls to fit in those hats better.
What?
Like, that's how they treated royalty and shit. It's the same...
Wait, they were Homo sapiens?
Yes, they were... Brandon, what
yes!
the fuck
what?
Are you stupid?
No, okay, no. I thought they were, and then I saw the skulls, and I'm like, what the fuck are they?
They are the same species as us.
Ew.
You could, in theory, have a baby with them. It's just, like... The way the
would
fucking
their head come out like that.
It's a body modification.
I'm pretty sure, like, when they were born, like, they fucking, like, would attach, like, things like that would make their skull grow all weird and shit, so that it looked like that by the time they were older. It's like there's like similar things with, like,
give you brain damage.
Probably would.
Maybe that's why their life.
But dude, it looks sick. Shit. Like, dude, come on, that looks fucking sick.
Like,
dude.
Like there are other things from around the world that are just as like. Kind of, I think we would say, quote-unquote, insane.
Shit!
What
you
happened?
You spilled water on your keyboard?
No, G Fuel, and it wasn't on my keyboard, thank God.
Oh.
But there, I think it was in China where they would put, like it was considered, like, you know, classy for a woman to have small, like, feet. So they would do, I think it's toe binding?
Foot wrapping and shit, like,
Yeah, and that would, like, crush the bones in their feet and make their feet
smaller. And, like, they'd reform into, like, a fucking just incredibly deformed way.
Yeah,
it's
called foot binding, there you go.
This one's like, way less barbaric, but, like than that Chinese foot binding shit, but, like, I think there's certain places in Africa that value long necks, so it's, like, they have, like, rings that are gradually placed around women's necks as they grow older, and the necks get longer by nature of that.
Yep.
What the fuck, dude?
That one's definitely not as harmful.
There are also, like, Buddhist monks that self-mummify themselves.
How does that work?
What would happen?
How does self-mummifying work?
So it takes 3,000 days of preparation before the burial. It involves strict dietary changes, eliminating all cereals, and instead eating nuts, tree bark, resin, pine needles, and berries. The diet would reduce fat and moisture in the body to avoid bacteria breaking it down after death. Certain herbs and nuts may also be used to have antibacterial properties.
For 8 years?
Yeah, there are actually monks mummified, self-mummified in Japan that you could go visit right now.
Wait, like, by self-mummified, like, they're fucking dead now, right?
Yes, they're, like, okay, very dead.
No cheeseburgers for 8 years? Just to die?
That's his first thought, of course it is.
Yeah, just, like, it's like you're starving yourself just to fucking die? You're gonna die anyway.
I'm about spanking no McDonald's. This joke's dead.
Fucking,
it's been dead for 40 years.
Fuck
just
is
like
wrong
my little
with humanity.
I don't know.
Like what would happen to their brain though if they fucking extended their skull like that?
I mean, it's like you think about all that shit, but then like imagine if you're like one of these foreigners outside looking in, like, and they look at like American fucking eating habits, like some of the shit we do, like that certain cults would like not cults, but like certain people are like do will try and to reach body standards and shit. It's like
I mean, I'm talking about the Egyptians right now. And why, like,
well,
like,
I would assume that if they're doing it since birth, that their brains are developing to accommodate that.
Probably, yeah, hopefully.
How does their brain get
so
that
they probably
long?
Didn't even suffer any brain damage.
How?
If you do it gradually over a long period of time.
But, like, your brain wouldn't be in the same shape anymore.
No, it wouldn't, but, I mean, if everything's still in the same spot, I don't think it would be an
in
issue.
Either way, your brain can adapt to, like, different parts of it to be able to pick up other tasks. Like,
you know how mushy the brain is? Like,
yeah, no, it's malleable for a reason. Like, that's part of, like, how, like, people recover from, like, lobotomies and shit. Like, there are other parts of their brain learn to control parts of things that, like, maybe a missing part of the brain used to control.
Well, lobotomies aren't really good, and I don't think,
Isn't that where you remove the frontal lobe?
It's where you remove any part of the brain, I think. Like, there's different types of lobotomy.
Yeah, I mean,
You guys hear about the Phineas Gage guy?
Oh, I thought you were about to say Phineas and Ferb.
No. Phineas Gage was, like, a railroad worker. And he, like, blew up some TNT with, like, a pipe in the ground. And the pipe, like, went through his fucking eye and out the backside of his head. And
he was alive?
It took out chunks of his brain. And he didn't die. He was actually fully conscious for all of it.
Oh!
And, yeah.
I'd rather pass out from the pain thing.
He
fucking died at that point, dude.
He lived a life after that for, I think it was, like, 7 or 8 years. Jesus. And then he just started seizing up and then immediately died.
Unfortunately.
I wonder why he's missing part. I'm surprised he lasts for 8 years with no problem.
What a fucking that man's already accomplished more than I ever will.
Well,
like,
apparently it completely changed who he was as a person. He used to be like a hardworking, upstanding man, but then he became like a surly alcoholic. When he went to the doctor, apparently he sneezed out a chunk of brain.
I'd be an alcoholic too if fucking part of my brain got thrown out. Like,
well, it changed his personality entirely. Like,
damn.
That's the thing. They also, at one point, he operated a train, which I don't know why you'd let a guy with one eye and severe brain injury operate.
Wait, like, this must have been, like, the 1920s or some shit, when
it
didn't
like
matter who was operating
it. It was a very long time ago.
No, so it absolutely didn't matter who was operating the trains. It was probably gonna crash eventually anyways.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
That's fucked up. Why'd you laugh?
I want to look at more cases of severe brain damage. from injury.
There is, like, it wasn't one from injury, but there was this, like, kid who was born with a birth defect where, like, he only had a brain stem. And, like, he wasn't expected to make it past, like, a month or two of living, but, like, he's, like, still alive now, years later.
How?
I don't know.
How the... So... Does he even think?
I don't know. He's got, like,
isn't brain stem for like really basic instincts like breathing, balance,
fine dining and breathing,
finding food, water? Like, it's super basic shit. Like, I thought everything above the brain stem was for complex thought.
We are not doctors. Let's clarify that right now. I think
of course we fucking are. We make YouTube videos, for fuck's sake.
Not a single one of us
has any
expertise.
We started the podcast talking about Ted Bundy's fucking, like, star sign. All right, like, fuck off.
God.
What's the kid's name? Kid born with only brain stem.
There's several, like, kids like that, but, like, the one I saw was, like, a news thing on, like, YouTube ages ago.
Okay.
It's, like, taken from local, like, Fox, CBN
station.
He
literally, It's actually a condition. So they literally, don't have a brain. Like, it's just the stem. Like, their skull doesn't form properly
either. Oh, God. I can't make a joke about that. I really wanted to make a joke.
I really want to make a joke, too.
That's good. I'll say it anyway.
Say it anyway.
He looks like a fish.
It's super
I'm sorry.
That's a drawing, by the way. They're talking about a drawing, so it's more okay.
Okay, anyway, okay. So it's not. We're not making fun of an actual baby. We're good.
No, that's a drawing. It's super uncommon, though. So
I hope so.
Three in every 10,000 pregnancies will have this, and then it's out of like yearly. It's 1,200 cases a year.
1,200 cases.
Still
a year?
A lot. 1,200 kids a year are born without brains. Like, they only have the brain stem.
Hey, I mean, I guess enough people have to, like, have it for it to, like, get a name for a condition.
It can be diagnosed during pregnancy. There's no known treatment. No shit. They don't have a fucking brain.
You just take another one and put it in.
It's fucking Cyborg
I'm
Superman time.
I'm surprised they even develop at all, to be honest.
Cyborg Superman
no, so
time.
Am I.
Yeah,
one
no, it's like... Have any of them, like, grown to adulthood or, like, teenagehood, like, adolescence?
I don't know how the fuck you would, because the whole point of adulthood is developing your brain.
But, I mean, so, like, at least to the age of that. Like, have any of them survived
the
that long?
The one who was six, I saw the picture. She's on, like, she was, like, on life support. Like, I'll link the article. Like, there's no way that that baby can live on its own. Yeah, it doesn't seem like... It doesn't seem like there's, like, any chance for them to live at all, because, like...
Man, that's really...
Some of these pictures are really a lot more brutal and a lot less funny, I will say that.
That's really saddening, like, genuinely. That sucks.
I don't even know how the fuck that would happen.
Like, I don't know.
You warned when you click on that Google Images link.
I don't know, it's just...
This is a lot more sad, Diesel, thanks!
It's just mutations in the right spot, and you're fucked.
Like, that's so fucking weird. I wonder how, like... I wonder what it would be like to, like, think like that, because it's like you'd be missing the part of your brain that, like, you think with.
Well, apparently, the main symptom of this is unconsciousness.
I don't like...
Shut the fuck up! You click on a Google...
Sorry.
You click on a Google image link. So I looked up the symptoms, and it says the main symptom is unconsciousness.
Bro, why the fuck did you send it?
So you understood.
I don't want to see it.
Oh my god.
I don't even want to tell people listening about what you just
said. Don't. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Fuck you.
And this is from the guys who describe shitting dick nipples. Like, nah, none of that.
Shitting... Okay, dicks are, like, universally funny.
I do
this
not
want to
fucking talk about shitting dick nipples again. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so the symptoms are unconsciousness?
Yes.
You don't have consciousness or sentience at all?
No, you can't be conscious.
I mean,
there's no way
sense
to be conscious.
Wait, it so, like, I guess, like, this might be a dumb question, but are bugs conscious at all? Like, do they have any form of conscience?
That is unrelated to this.
Okay,
I mean, they don't have a full list
of the symptoms. And
they don't really have
born,
like, a brain, though. It's like
a baby born with this is usually blind, deaf, unaware of its surroundings, and unable to feel
Jesus
pain.
Jesus fucking Christ!
At least they don't feel pain.
What is a brainstem fucking good for, then? What the fuck?
They have reflex actions only because of the brainstem, so they are able to breathe, and they still have responses to sound or touch. So they can,
they
but
were
not
deaf
all the time. They can respond to sound. People who can't hear can still, like, sense sound.
Oh, you mean, like, so they can't, like... hear, but they can, like, feel the vibration.
Like, they can perceive it, but they can't interpret it.
Maybe? I mean, we probably don't even know much about this shit, because it's like...
It's like...
We need to get a baby doctor on the podcast.
So, like, sound is essentially just wiggly air, right? So, like, that's a physical sensation that, like, exists whether you can acknowledge it or not.
People still listen to music.
Like, yeah,
they like
vibrations
the vibration
and shit.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, yeah. I mean, but like they like people like that don't have like a full brain, like encephaly or whatever. They probably just can't interpret the shit they're perceiving into anything.
Yeah. So basically, the brain is like, the brain stem is the basic human instincts. So like, it controls breathing,
it's things you do reflexively. Rate. Yeah.
Yeah, the brainstems are the brainstem and like certain like tendons, was it? Like have like muscle memory stored in them. Like there's parts of your body that are completely unreliant on the brain as far as reflexes are concerned.
What was the average ancient Egyptian's lifespan?
Probably 30 or 40.
I would say 20.
Yeah, 30 or 40 is probably the top end. 30 or 40 is probably the top end of that shit.
Yeah, you're an old man if you're 30 years old. Like, fuck. life expectancy. Because it's like, I cannot imagine you doing that to your skull is like good for it.
I don't think that was most Egyptians, though. I think that was just royalty.
Yeah, but, I think that was a royalty thing.
Royalty was also probably just filled with incest because fucking people at the time were like pure blood and they're fucking.
Gotta keep that bloodline pure.
It's like, yeah, you're keeping it real pure. You're fucking.
Some of the ancient Egyptian stuff is absolutely like brutal. There was like a. I don't know if this is like pre-Egypt, but there's like a song about this guy called King Unas, right? And he was a cannibal. So he would like wake up in the morning and like eat the most powerful people. It was either in the morning or the night. But basically he'd be eating people like all day. And it was considered like a very like good spiritual thing to eat the people. And like it's very strange. Obviously his dynasty didn't last too long. Because people were kind of fed up with the him whole eating their fucking children.
They were kind of fed up with being fed on.
Yes. And also it was like a very vicious cannibal cult. So
nice.
So I just looked it up. The ancient Egyptians, if they lived... So most of them didn't live past 19. But if they did, they could expect to live till like 30 or 34.
So like as long as you... If you make it past that threshold, then you have a pretty safe bet of making it to 30 or something.
Yeah, basically, because it's like once you get a like the quote unquote childhood, your body's less prone to like infections and shit. But like, you know, there was also high infant death.
True,
because infections and shit. So I mean, like,
so the average the curve was really brought down by those losers. Come on, guys, way to ruin the party for everybody else.
I mean, didn't they not name kids until like a year old
in case
they died?
Something like that.
I don't know how true that is, but like
it would make sense.
I believe it.
I mean, if you have three fucking kids and they all died, you're not gonna want to name the next one.
If I saw that on a Snapple cap, I'd believe it.
Snapple caps.
You know this really brings us to the whole medieval subject we had listed on the topic list of what things from medieval times should we bring back?
Okay, not naming our kids until they're a year old. Bring that back. Bring that back. Decide if you want it by then. Don't get attached. Don't get attached.
And we're just using medieval to like mean all ancient practices that we do not do currently right now.
Anything that like, yeah, like medieval, like anything from the past, really. Like it's not just medieval.
Oh
yeah.
My God, saw torture?
Saw torture? So that's what you're voting for, Brandon?
No. I looked up barbaric fucking medieval practices, and saw torture is one of them. So they'd fucking hang people by their legs and saw them from the ass down up to their head.
Yeah. They sit them on a big triangle, right?
No.
That big triangle's
here,
even worse.
I'll send the fucking picture. So like they hang them up, and then they make an opening, and then they start cutting from their ass all the way through their body to their head.
Jesus Christ.
Bring back Chinese brick torture.
I do not like the sound of that.
So Chinese brick torture. Chinese brick torture is when they would strap your knees like down to like a board, and they would like chain you up to like the fence and whatnot. And then like they'd slowly put a layer of bricks under your feet until like your legs just snapped because they were being strapped down. Right? Oh my God, is that what I think it is?
Guess.
Fucking fleshlight that cuts up your penis.
Nut remover.
No. So what they do is to punish women or men, they either put it in a woman's vagina or a man's ass, and they expand it until they die.
God. But I think Chinese brick torture was...
How the fuck were these people? Like, how the fuck did we survive this shit?
I think Chinese brick torture was primarily used for, like, religious conversion. Like, they'd put another brick for every time you refuse conversion or whatever.
Bro, we're all like, waterboarding's bad, and these fucking people put something in your ass until it kills you. Like,
apparently the Iron Maiden was not a actual medieval torture device.
What is the Iron Maiden again?
made up. It's the big, like, coffin with the spikes in it.
Oh, oh, yeah, but I mean, this is real. There is a spiky death trap.
What the hell is that?
It's a spike chair.
Just looks like
you sit on that and it's full of spikes.
Yep.
Oh, and Iron Maiden really looks like the fucking Night Mother's tomb in Skyrim.
I think that's what the Night Mother's tomb is modeled after.
Head Crusher.
That would make sense.
You know what's?
What the
I think
fuck
this
is
from
wrong
like
with humans, dude.
The, what was that Greece? Thumb Crusher shit?
Thumb Crusher.
I said Head Crusher.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like it made me think of the Thumb Crusher. Like it like just broke your fingers. Or
oh,
some
it's
shit.
That thing that's like the. It's like a clamp, and it just squeezes
rat
your head
torture.
Until you're dead.
I think you would slowly be eaten alive by rats with that one.
Yeah.
I think we should bring back ancient Greece's brazen bull.
Oh, that one, dude. Fuck. That's a I remember classic. Learning about all this shit in fucking Hoodie Academy, dude. That shit was like... They actually taught this in school. Like, they taught you,
oh
like, different
God.
Methods of torture in school. Like, that, like from ancient history.
No, no, no. Hold up. Rat torture is worse than you think it is.
What? Wait, what's...
So, they starve a bunch of rats... And
oh,
then
no.
they put them inside your body to eat you from the inside out.
Wow.
Oh.
They usually go through the intestines.
Sorry if you're eating while listening to this podcast, lads. To be fair, you probably already would have been gone by now, considering everything we've been talking about.
Oh, okay.
Unless like, old versions of torture. Order. There's, like, in, like, psychological torture. You guys know what Chinese white room torture is, right?
What is that?
They put you in a white room where you wear white clothes, and they serve you only white rice on white plates, and everything is white, and you slowly go insane. Because
oh,
there's,
that's pretty
like,
bad.
Like, depth perception is essentially a thing of the past.
Fucking, oh. Oh, there's 25 now.
I don't know. I think the stuff that's hilariously violent is a lot better, but that's me.
Yeah, like, it's definitely not, like, as, like, fucking, like, It's not okay. It's not just. It's not Chinese
oh
white room torture.
God, what
it's.
The fuck, dude?
It's just called white torture.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Why did I
we
call
have
it?
Evolved, we have evolved so goddamn much, and people are like, torture's bad, dude. It was so much worse back then.
Okay? I feel like
waterboarding's bad.
Well, like we can't pretend that waterboarding's good. Like fucking.
No, it's not. But like, dude, the waterboarding looks like fucking like paradise compared to this shit. Like,
dude, there's like fucking TikToks there's... of like kids like just waterboarding themselves like for a meme.
Listen, there. Okay, so there's one called the tub, and they put the victim in the tub, and they strap them down, and then they fill it with water up to their heads, and they their head's only the thing poking out, and they put honey and other sweets on their face. So flies would come and feed on their fucking face, and maggots and worms would devour their body, and they'd be decayed alive.
Jesus.
Impalement, that's fucking pussy shit.
That's pussy shit. Oh, impalement? Oh, nothing.
Compared to all this shit, yeah. Crucifixion, we already know about that.
Oh, we already know about that. Very iconic piece of torture.
The Iron Maiden, I'm pretty sure, was real.
No, the Iron Maiden was not real.
It Why brings up the age-old question. When Jesus comes back, is he going to want to see the thing he died on, like, everywhere?
That's a very interesting question.
Probably
yeah.
not.
I don't know. It's like if JFK came back and, like, the sniper rifle that killed him was a symbol of how cool he was.
Oh, I found the thumb screw.
Ah, thumb screw?
Yep. What does this one do? They were designed to slowly crush not only fingers and toes, but larger devices. Were also known, oh, knees, elbows, also known as the head crusher, or just also head crusher. Rope torture, guillotine. Guillotine's pussy shit, dude. That's a fucking way to die back then. Fuck.
Chinese water torture is a process in which water is slowly dripped onto one scalp, allegedly making the restrained victim insane. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's like slow dripping water. Yeah, I've heard about that too.
What's the jetliner position? Oh, the fucking wall
sit. Let's not forget about
the rack. The wall sit.
Where they tie you up and stretch you.
Ah! Tickle torture.
That sounds a lot more.
That sounds like a fetish.
Tickle torture is the use of tickling to abuse, dominate, harass, humiliate, or interrogate an individual. While laughter is popularly thought of as a pleasure response, and tickle torture, the one being tickled may laugh despite whether or not they find the experience pleasant.
There's something called the breast ripper.
It's
specifically meant to repress. Dude, how the fuck is humanity? Like, how did this shit even come to be? Like, who the fuck was like, you know what? We need to torture people really bad. Let's tie, like, ropes to their arms and legs and have fucking horses run in the opposite directions. That sounds fucking great.
Dude, so apparently tickle torture, when it's not consensual, can be a genuinely traumatizing experience. So it makes it really bad, like that one episode of The Backyardigans where, like, the evil masterminds are going to use a machine to tickle the fucking information out of the other Backyardigans. Like, that was actual torture. Like, shit.
Guys, look at this picture of Saw Torture.
Saw Torture?
Thank God it's a drawing, man.
Imagine if they had the technology for cameras back then.
Oh my God, they'd be taking.
This is why God didn't give us cameras until after this shit.
The family is going to see a public execution at 2 p.m. and it's like some guy butt ass naked being sawed in half from the ass to face. Like,
yeah, didn't they do that back in the day? Like,
mom, he's a bad guy. He's dying.
Like, public executions were a thing people went to watch for fun.
Well, what else?
Like, wasn't that a thing?
They were,
yeah.
People was there public torturing as well?
Probably. I mean,
probably.
People also fucking, like, watched, quote-unquote, witches burn to death because they thought they had fucking magic. And then their whole thing was like, you know what, guys? If they don't burn, they're a witch. If they do burn, they're innocent. And they just killed dozens of innocent people. And they're, no, not dozens. Hundreds of innocent people. And not once did they think, maybe witches aren't real.
Well, maybe those people being burned shouldn't have contracted witchcraft. You ever think about that, Brendan?
What would witchcraft even be back then? Like, what would constitute
witchcraft? It'd be the same shit it is now.
Like, fucking, like, magic balls and shit?
No.
Fushigi balls!
Well, back in that day, a lot of, like, witches were just the, like, tie-in for, like, a doctor because there was no, like, medicine. So you go there and you get herbs that, you know, probably didn't do anything.
Weren't they like,
now it's the same thing, but the herbs make you spiritual or some shit.
I feel like a lot of the witches that got killed were just people they didn't like. It's like, Becky stole my man. What a fucking witch.
Yeah, that probably did happen a lot, actually.
No, 100%. It'd be so easy to accuse someone of witchcraft because you'd just be like, literally, it was all about the accusation. That person did witchcraft in the woods. Fucking kill him!
Your wife sleeps with another man or like some shit, or you think she slept with another man. Like, you can't even prove it. She's like, witch! Witch!
Yeah, probably.
Fuck, dude. Fuck me.
Bamboo impalement sounds really scary.
Isn't that like when bamboo like just grows through you?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, like I forgot where it was, but they're like, there's this super fucking fast growing bamboo that doesn't take super long to grow at all, and they would impale you with baby bamboo, and they'd let it fucking grow until it killed you.
That's the Minecraft bamboo, right? Because that stuff grows really fast.
Yes. The Minecraft bamboo.
Yeah, that shit gets tall, homie. Have you guys been able to find a bamboo forest in Minecraft yet?
No.
Huh. I've been looking for that environment for like a long ass time and I still can't find it.
I don't even know if they spawn. I've actually haven't seen one. Minecraft with torture.
Oh, the Minecraft. the breaking wheel is where they spin you around and then the executioner hits you with a hammer repeatedly.
That's so simple. I love
it.
It
breaks all your fucking bones. You love it, Neil? You want to give it a try?
No, I don't want to give it a try. I just think it's interesting. Like, it's so simple.
It's so simple, but so effective.
Also being crushed by an elephant, that's one.
Who thinks like you know what I'm feeling like doing today? Crushing this guy I don't like with an elephant. I want to do that thing specifically.
Really easy to come up. Like half the shit we just talk about like seems hard to come up with. Like who the fuck's like, you know what? I'm gonna put starving rats in your fucking
body. I know who come up with this.
Who's like I'm gonna plant bamboo in this guy today?
Who's like I'm gonna fucking put honey and milk in this guy's face?
Some
so
like fucking
alive.
Dude, warlords of old must have been fucking bored.
They must have been, so, dude, like, they must have all been, like, fucking sociopaths or something. There's no fucking way.
Like, the only reason they got to that position of power was because they were, like, sociopaths or psychopaths or some shit. God, like, Jesus.
Well, this is so fucked up. I'm, like, it's weird to think all this shit happened because it's so fucked up. Like, someone has died from all of these fucking torture methods before. Multiple people, most likely. I doubt one.
Hey, look, better
died.
Them than me, okay?
I know, but, like, fuck! Like, what do they do? Steal a piece of bread?
I the reason I brought up the brazen bull earlier is because people would just have a party using, like, the sounds of that person, like, being cooked alive as the music for the party. And that's just fucking horrendous.
That's fucking metal.
I mean, literally.
How metal music was made. And screamo.
But that's pretty awful. Wasn't this supposed to be medieval or like ancient things we would be okay with bringing
back? We can
back?
Still revisit that topic.
I don't think we're okay with any of it.
No, I'm not okay with any of these weird and cruel and unusual.
Like we strayed from the actual topic to fucking we strayed from the actual topic to just talking about torch devices.
I have mine. I want people to kill each other with medieval weapons again.
Like, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Like no more guns, just fucking spears and swords and bows and arrows. That's it. I think it's a fair one. What about you, Diesel or Coit?
I'm trying to think. Like,
I have a lot.
Bring back wars where they just stood in the line and waited to be shot by the other guys.
Bring back the plague.
Thanos was right. Step.
I'm gonna tweet that in the account.
Can we bring back bloodletting as a form of medical aid?
Doesn't bloodletting have
cut you?
No,
they
it's where they
you
put
open
leech-
to let the oh, bad leeches. Blood
yeah,
out.
They put leeches. No. Doesn't don't leeches have leech. Some practical application though?
No, leeching is different from bloodletting, but they're both like the same purpose, where they get the blood out of the body.
Like,
because I used to think that like sickness was caused by like hot blood or like bad blood in your body.
Well, I mean,
so they would just cut you open and let you bleed.
I mean, if you got poisoned, leeching would technically work.
I don't know about
quick
that.
Enough.
If you're drinking, if you ingest a bleach, not a bleach. I mean,
no, let's
you,
say,
yeah,
let's say
die.
like a poisonous snake bites you. If you put the leech on the snake bite, it technically would suck out the venom if you're quick.
I was talking with like my friend Abby. Like, she does like medical shit, like properly. Like, she is majoring in like pathogen and whatnot. But like, she mentioned like they help stop blood clots and whatnot. Like, they're used in what is it? Fucking microsurgery.
Leeches help stop blood.
Like, they secrete like certain things that stop them. I don't know. She has the specifics, and I could be butchering her words right now, but
I see.
And what else do you look? You say a fucking list.
No, bloodletting is a joke. I don't want to bring back bloodletting. I've been a proponent of re-legalizing dueling.
Consensual
Why?
Dueling between two parties should be legal.
Yes, you should be able to duel somebody.
I was just quoting your tweet, Diesel. I remember that from yes. ages ago. Was that a tweet you made, or was that your bio?
That was my bio for a while, yeah.
I mean, realistically, if two people want to kill each other, you might as well let them. Like,
exactly my point.
But, like, it just, like, but that's like... It's like a row we don't want to go down again. We're just talking about how awful all this shit was, and you're like, let's bring it back!
Well, obviously, this isn't a world where we don't allow guns as well, right? It's just swords. So they have to engage in sword combat, and, you know, if the other guy dies, he dies. You know, it's just how the chips fell.
I just imagine you're, like, in L.A., and he's like, I challenge you to a duel.
And I'll be like, I don't agree. And he's like, okay. And then he just walks off. That's how it works.
It's like a fist fight at a bar, and they're like, yo, let's fucking do it. They fucking kill each other.
Why is Neo trending?
What?
Do you guys remember Neo? Like, the Neo, N-E-Y-O. He's a fucking artist.
Neo,
You definitely will recognize his songs if you don't recognize that name.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Skip to like a minute into the song and you will definitely recognize who I'm talking
about. I've
heard
this song before.
Yeah, wait, no, he's trending for some reason, like, but he hasn't had a hit in like 12 centuries.
He's not trending on my end.
Oh, he played it, he sang at the fucking NBA.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
NBA game. That's why.
Sure.
Yeah, no, these, like, Neo, fucking classic, dude. Hella underrated.
Bring back Neo to modern day.
Okay, what else? Look, you got a list.
Colosseums. I think somebody else.
I said it as a joke.
I don't know. I mean, like, if two people want a duel, you can have it in a Colosseum.
Yeah, but there's a difference between watching TV fights and actual people.
Yeah, but
each other.
Here's the thing: I don't want to go to a Colosseum and watch somebody get like devoured by a lion, or like, I don't want to see animals get hurt. Like, period. People, I'm totally okay with.
Can we, like, reopen the, like, Roman Colosseum, but, like, just have Travis Scott concerts there?
Yeah, but with swords.
Fun.
No, like, dude, I don't know. Like, I've always thought, like, if the Roman Colosseum was, like, refurbished and shit, it would be, like, the oldest performance center in the world, wouldn't it?
I mean, aren't there still, like, amphitheaters that, like, have good acoustics where you could do that?
I don't know, but like, just saying you like landed a concert or a show in the Roman Coliseum as an artist would be such a cool fucking title. Like, that'd be such a dope achievement.
Could you imagine the tickets for that? Holy shit, that would be expensive.
But like, it would be rocking, bro.
That would be a cool venue.
Yeah, no, for real.
Let's see. Didn't
they
horses. Theorize
like they reenacted fucking water battles in there, and they like had technology to like flood the like the Colosseum and shit to recreate those?
Where they would like flood the Colosseum and
yeah, was that ever proven or?
I don't know if that's real or not, but hey, it's 2019. Let's do it for real now, okay?
We got car boats, bro.
What else should we bring back?
I don't know, Diesel. This seems to be a very one-sided thing.
Horses. Bring back horses.
In the back.
Have horses, you fucking idiot.
Diesel, I get it. Horses in the back? That's funny now.
We should have them in the front, too, everywhere.
Did you just forget we have horses? Like,
wait, we have horses? Wow, I didn't know
that. Literally what Old Town Road is propaganda for. It's literally just the start of the revolution to bring back horses and shit.
I mean, at this rate, if global warming continues, we are going to go back to the medieval times.
Nah, we won't have horses. There'll be no land.
Horse farts are way more deadly, though.
Bro, how the fuck are we gonna store all this information to remember when we need to bring it back? Like we're gonna want to bring back all this shit when the time comes, right? So it's like, what are we gonna do?
Solid state drives.
Well, yeah, but no, because if the fucking it's not gonna be power. If the apocalypse hits, it's not gonna be fucking power.
I'll power it with my incredibly strong farts.
So what, are we just gonna like fucking stock up on batteries and then fucking have a computer with all this information on it?
No, I'm gonna stock up on chili and make a generator out of my farts. I just said that.
A brilliant idea.
Really, I can't think of anything funny to say with this, I'm sorry.
I mean, we'd always have solar if the apocalypse hits.
Yeah, solar and wind power or hydroelectricity are probably your best bets. Like, shit that,
I don't know,
like,
have you guys seen Mad Max, the gasoline?
No, I actually haven't.
Yeah,
really,
you're
missing
out.
Yeah, and that's why people worship it. Sure, why not?
Yeah, but if we had solar in a Tesla, you wouldn't run out of power.
Too bad.
You'd have infinite
power. What looks cool? A big truck with spikes on it or a Tesla?
A Tesla.
I don't know. Big truck with spikes and a guy playing a guitar on the top.
You're the problem with global warming. You want a truck with spikes.
I want this weird ANCAP future where everyone's driving horses. Yep, you drive horses. That's what you do with them.
Yeah, and then people, like, the people that rule the land are the people that afforded Teslas at the time before the apocalypse hit.
Well, you guys need to see Mad Max Fury Road. You're missing out.
Yeah, I need to now.
Wait, how many Mad Maxes are there?
20,000.
No, this Mad Max, I think that's like the fourth one.
Is Mad Max, Mad Max 2, Mad Max Family Guy Edition, Mad Max I Lost My Wallet, to Mad Max DX Racer Sponsored Chair, and then Mad Max Fury Road.
I've seen Fury Road.
Fury Road is good.
I haven't seen Fury Road. Didn't it, like, sadly flop at box office?
No, it was, like, a hit.
Oh, slick.
Why the fuck don't these people just use solar? Fucking pussies. Can't get solar power. What else do you want to bring back, Diesel?
I'm done. Everybody else can go now.
I mean, I already went. Quite, what do you want to bring back?
I already said I wanted to bring back wars where everybody just lined up in a line and then waited for everybody else to shoot each other.
That was so fucking dumb! How did anyone ever think it was a good idea?
Yeah, like, no, like, that's the only reason America has independence, because we, like, just abused the shit out of that.
Yeah, because we were just like, what are these fucking... No.
We did line up. We did line up as well, but then we also, like, dug some trenches or whatever. I forgot.
The best part about the guerrilla warfare thing is that we did it for the British Revolution. Then during the Civil War, we kind of just stopped and forgot about it.
Well, everybody was doing that, so then we're just like, okay, let's line up again.
Yeah, but why the fuck would you line up when you could just be like, these fuckers are in a goddamn line, let's just shoot them all?
Because being in a line is easier than being in a trench with fucking feces in it. Even then, the Revolutionary War was fucking brutal as far as health conditions went, like... Motherfuckers had to inoculate themselves in the middle of the winter. Jesus.
Yeah, a fucking doctor during the Revolutionary War.
All right, George Washington.
Cutting your arm, amputee time.
Imagine being George Washington, letting his soldiers know. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I know we don't have any food and it's really cold and we're all going to die of disease, but I have an idea. Let's intentionally infect ourselves with the disease. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Smallpox time.
First to die.
But to be fair, though, like, it worked, though, like, which was fucking fantastic. More reasons. Yeah. Vaccines are the shit. That's literally the precursor to vaccination.
I can't believe the lining up thing, though, was ever, like, a thing. Like, it was a thing for the longest
time. Well, it was because guns were so, like, holy and accurate. Like, if you have a bunch of guys line up and shoot, more of those bullets will hit the other guys.
True. If you're both lining up, you're just gonna be exchanging. It's whoever can fire the fastest.
Yeah, well, that was part of, like, the reload process was, like, you had to be very efficient with it. Yes.
Man, our guns used to suck, and now we just have, like, fucking...
Now we're like, great at it.
Now we just have, like, MGs with, like, hundreds of bullets in them. For one mag.
Man, dude, the whole art of reloading a gun really has just gotten lost to time, hasn't it?
I mean, I've talked about it before, but it's like if you could get like a modern weapon and then bring it back to like medieval times, you could literally be their god. Because they wouldn't know what the fuck to do. Like, you could literally just have like a Glock or like a fucking just a pistol, and like you just go back in time with a bunch of ammo, and it's like fucking walk up,
they
kill
think
the goddamn
magic.
King
they'd
with one
kill you.
Shot, and they think it's well. Good luck if you have a gun. What are they gonna do?
It's
with
like
their fucking
you have a gun that can
shit?
You have a gun that can hold more than one bullet. You're fucking Jesus, dude.
Yeah, it's like, walk up, shoot both the guards at the front. Their fucking flimsy-ass metal armor isn't gonna stop a bullet. And then you fucking walk in, kill the king, you're the king of the kingdom now. What are they gonna do? Attack you with swords and spears? You have a gun! They can't stop you!
One of my favorite things is, like, I'm at, like, okay, so we can move into the afterlife topic with this. But it's, like, I always imagine, like, if, like, at the afterlife, like, heaven or some shit, it was, like, you just create your own adventure, like, you can manifest whatever. I'd, like, always want to manifest a dude from, like, the 17th century or whatever, like, the Revolutionary War, and just fucking, like, make it so I can understand what he's fucking saying, right? And then have him react to, like, the CGI in Infinity War and what he thinks of it or some shit.
Like, it's real life.
Like, just, I just, like, want to see him freak out, like, what the fuck is happening, bro? Like, or
no,
some
people,
shit like that.
People back then would totally think that shit's real. You could show them a movie from, like, 2010, they'd be like, that's real. Like, they wouldn't know what the fucking thing.
Like, they'd have no other explanation.
They wouldn't know what a
shit.
Movie is. They'd freak out because they're like, ah, movie
they'd
picture.
They'd freak out when you pull out your phone. Bro, we need time machines already.
So that way we can irreversibly damage the timeline by,
Hey, we don't know if that's how time works.
Homie, it's, okay. Like, I've always thought of it, like, how Endgame treats it or some shit. Like, it,
where it makes
like,
a different timeline.
Like, I but, mean, like, you can't delete yourself from, like, by going to the past, which becomes your future. Like, that doesn't work.
See, if we, yeah, and if the parallel universe theory is correct, like, in every decision you make creates a new parallel universe, that would rule out the whole, like, if you fucking kill your mom or something back in time, you erase from existence, or if you meet yourself, you erase from existence. All that shit would be void, right? So it's like, if it's like Endgame, and you go back to medieval times with guns and shit, just drop him and leave him there. All you're doing is fucking up a different person's timeline. You're not fucking up your own. So it's like, you can fuck up this entire parallel universe, give them all the technology to be advanced as possible back in like the fucking 1200s, and then just fucking see what happens.
Like, you open up a history book and it's like a picture of Brandon giving a bunch of guns to a bunch of peasants. It's like the ye olde wizard gives the peasants the machine guns to take down the king.
They'd only need one.
They would only need one.
You could get the rest of them like fucking spears and shit. Or give them like advanced compound bows.
That's so fucked up.
Hey, kings back then were assholes.
True.
Well, we just want to completely damage the fabric of space and time by fucking with
the
past.
We don't know that's how it worked!
I know that,
just fuck
but like,
up somebody else's timeline!
Yeah, dude, but either way, somebody's day is getting ruined.
Dude, what if the multiverse isn't real? That'd be that'd suck, dude.
I don't know. Dude, like
I really want the multiverse theory to be real. Like, I just want to imagine that there's infinite versions of everything. Because if there's not, if we're the only timeline, that's fucking boring.
Yeah, we clearly are just living in the most boringest timeline.
There's definitely, like, other... I'm willing to bet my life that there's other life on other planets. Like, there's no fucking way there isn't. Even if it's just, like, a
micro... Yeah, other planets, but I mean, like, other, like... Like parallel dimensions or something.
I don't know.
Like,
I think that's cool enough because it's like, think about it. There's so many fucking galaxies in the universe that we don't even like know exist.
But I mean,
there's gonna be fucking life there. Like,
but I mean, like, are any of those an alternate version of me? No. Like, I don't know, man. Alternate timelines is what I have more stake in, because it's the what I'd be more familiar with, because it's an offshoot of something I already know.
Yeah, you're
going
to transfer into an alternate universe where all the humans are, like, fish people. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be real familiar with that.
Oh, come on. You know what I'm fucking... You know what I mean.
I mean, like, I bet if we, like, went to Mars and, like, started digging shit up, we'd find, like, fossils.
We'd find Martians' old tweets of them clapping back at some guy they don't like.
What would it be called?
I don't know. Martian Twitter? Who gives a shit?
Martian Twitter? Manhunter. Be like.
Because Diesel, obviously, a fucking, like, they're just going to assume that there's going to be another Twitter in the future. So, like, we need to make it different. We're going to be Martian Twitter.
Can't wait till there's a planet of birth on your fucking passport.
Planet of Earth.
We're gonna be dead by then, unless
we're not gonna make
our
it.
Brains and turn
There's
into
no
robots.
No way in hell we're gonna get to be old enough to see that. Or wait, no, that's assuming the world's gonna end.
The world's probably gonna end before that happens. Fuck.
Oh well.
Are you kidding me? We can't get
a good run.
Thanos needs to just snap already.
Something crazy needs to happen. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, crazy needs to happen, like me hitting 10 million subscribers, guys. Come on. We can do it, guys. Guys, we can do it. I'm only 9.5 away, guys. Come on.
Where are we talking about the afterlife?
I don't know. No, no, no. We were talking... So, quite tried to go to the afterlife, but then I was like, if we go back in time and bring a gun, we'd be God. we came to the conclusion that there's a Martian Twitter that used to exist. And it was called Martian Twitter. It was like a little green alien.
It's a little green bird with antennas on it.
Dude, but I bet if we went to fucking Mars, we'd find fossils. Like, of ancient fucking animals that are dead.
What if they're, like, just the same animals we have
someone,
here?
Like, trash-talking someone else, it's like, Jeff is a fucking idiot, and it's just like, and this is how we know aliens exist, because...
What was the old Twilight Zone episode where it was like, God created life on every planet, but he used the same structure, so it's just humans everywhere. Like, it's humans on Mars or whatever. It's the same layout or whatever. I don't know.
Well, there's like... What was the amount of fucking ice that would equal water on Mars? It was like a ridiculous fucking amount that they had. How much ice is on Mars? Like, they had enough to do... Like, they had enough for more than 20 million kilometers... There's enough water on Mars that's iced... to cover the whole planet to a depth of 35 meters.
Huh. Shit.
There had to be life on Mars with that much fucking water they had.
Well, I mean, like, water, like, how long has it been frozen is the question, and also, like, were all the other conditions satisfied?
I mean, like, you'd assume so with that much fucking water.
But, I mean, water's not the only element.
We already know that the old atmosphere for Mars was a lot more similar to Earth.
Was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I know, they figured out how, like, you could how adenine and thymine, like, certain, like, you know, like, how there's ATCG? They figured out how, like, two or three of those could be, like, naturally occurring, but I don't know if they figured out how all the other ones came to be.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we went to Mars and found some fucking ancient civilizations buried in dust and ice.
What if it's if it's, like, ancient humans or some shit, and then, like, we just regress 10,000 billion years?
See, what would be interesting is if the planet, like, if they knew the planet was going to get destroyed by something, like, maybe, like, a fucking sun flare or something, and then they sent, like, just animals and humans and shit into a pod to Earth, because they're, like, that's our only hope, and the humans died in the way, but the animals lived, and that's why we exist.
So, wait, what? What the? Why the fuck would there need to be human?
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna send them off of space. What else would happen?
Why did the humans die? I'm not high enough for this conversation, man.
What if Mars got to the same point we got to?
Okay, so we're assuming that Martians are just humans that live on Mars, right? Ancient humans.
I don't think that. No, probably not.
I don't think they would be. No, but like it'd be an interesting thing if they were. I just don't think it's likely if there was ever life on it, it would have been the same ones that lived here, just having traveled there or some gay shit.
Well, if the planet was covered in water, maybe they were fish people made out of cartilage, which is why we have no fossils. There we go. I figured it out,
guys. Bring back Mars!
Elon Musk, take us to Mars.
Apparently, if we go to Mars, like, From the time we land on Mars in 1,000 years, it'll be habitable.
Say again?
Damn.
If Brands we land on Mars in the near future, like year whatever the fuck, in 1,000 years, it'd be habitable.
Huh.
Because, well, not habitable. Well, kind of.
Let's, they, like, they store a bunch of tube babies then.
Well, they would still need, like, they would still need, like, breathing masks.
And ours, like, our, us to support them for a little bit.
Yeah, because they don't, like, in 1,000 years from them landing, because they wouldn't have, they'd have the atmosphere to, like, live, but they wouldn't have enough oxygen to breathe.
Gotcha.
They'd need excess oxygen. You just fucking plant a bunch of trees and wait another 1,000 years after that. We'll have a second planet. Earth 2!
Earth 2! <Earth two. laughs> that's my favorite Pink Guy track. Another Earth. Wait.
I hope they have Battle Royale to Earth 2.
The axis for Mars 2 is 25 degrees and Earth is 23, so they're very fucking similar.
I suppose you are correct. Mars, I'm out of G Fuel, so now I'm yawning, dude. Fuck!
Fucking Mars is just dry Earth.
Mars is just dry Earth. Change my mind.
Everything's frozen there, too.
I don't know. People say we want to go to Mars. I think we should go to Jupiter. What's the worst that can happen?
Earth is... We don't even know if Jupiter has fucking ground, people.
Earth.
If you try and land on Jupiter, you'll be crushed.
Yeah, but Earth, we don't even know if there's like a solid piece of ground on Jupiter.
Let's figure that out. I think there
Earth,
is.
Earth is just cereal with milk, and Mars is cereal without milk.
If we just send like the lightest human to ever exist to Jupiter, would they survive?
No, they'll die.
They'd be crushed. It's
like
dense.
The pressure of Jupiter, like, it's almost as bad as stage fright. That's how bad the pressure is.
We don't know if Jupiter has a solid surface yet. How do you know?
Yeah, we don't. It could literally just be a gas ball.
What was the Jupiter moon that like had ice and shit on it?
Isn't that the thing that's in Destiny, right?
Is it?
Which, by the way, is a Destiny expansion coming out? Just unrelated.
Apparently,
now,
it's good.
It hasn't come out yet.
No, it's out today.
It's out today?
Yep.
I read something like it came out in September. I don't know. I'm not gonna fucking play it.
No, fucking Battle.net crashed because a bunch of people were trying to play it.
Isn't everybody Maybe trying to switch their shit over to like Steam now that it's gonna be on there instead of on Activision?
Wait, it's gonna be on Battle.net. It's gonna be on Steam.
Yeah, because yeah, Bungie's not with Activision anymore.
No. Okay. Wait. Playable on Battle.net only until September 17th, 2019. September is when it's migrating over to Steam.
Okay.
The more you know.
So, that's fucking. Easily, you don't want to try it?
Not really. I'm not super interested. I looked at the pictures on Steam, and I'm like,
"Oh
what
no,
is
this? This expansion comes out." You're right. No, Shadowkeep comes out in September. What release then? Something released that like people were really hyped about. And
I don't know. Wasn't there an Overwatch 2 being made or something?
I don't think it was
or
Overwatch.
An Overwatch
I'm
spinoff.
Pretty sure with Destiny was the top thing on Twitch not that long ago.
They canceled a StarCraft shooter, and they canceled another thing recently.
No, it's a new Forsaken season. That's what came out recently.
Oh, okay.
That people are playing. You don't want to try it, Diesel? It's not made by fucking. It's not influenced by Activision. It's just
like,
Bungie. It's just Bungie.
Such, you know what we should play? We should all start playing Final Fantasy Online. That's what we should do.
Why?
Why?
We should play.
Because
no, we should be playing
really
Wizard
good.
101, bro. We should be playing Wizard 101.
Wizard 101 is a good
Diesel's
like card game.
Serious.
I unironically
want to
get. I unironically want to get back into Wizard 101.
Diesel, why do you want to play Final Fantasy Online?
Because it's a good MMO, and because I am not playing with anyone. I keep trying to get my girlfriend to play, but
how much
like,
is it?
It's just slow to start.
This. How much is the subscription every month?
I think it's like however much WoW is a month. I don't remember.
Is it like WoW with good combat or what?
It's like, okay, first of all, it has good combat and classes actually fucking matter. And you don't need to make multiple characters for like having different classes. So classes work like a job.
Final
so
Fantasy 16
into
was
a different
it?
Outfit.
Or 14?
Final
no,
Fantasy
it's
14
just final...
online.
Is it this?
Yes.
It's
really complex, but it's good.
Is it like turn-based combat or what?
I think there's a Twitch Prime thing you get right now.
What the? Wait, you get it with Twitch Prime?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oof, so the way the combat works is like...
Wait, it's Eve.
It's tab targeting, but like bosses will have attacks that have like signifiers, and you have to dodge out of the way in real time.
Oh, there's a 30-day Crunchyroll pass.
Huh. I wish I still had Crunchyroll. Actually, no, I don't.
Use Verve. Verve is just Crunchyroll with.
Yeah, whenever I want to watch JoJo again, I'll fucking get a Verve instead of a fucking Crunchyroll.
Okay, so, I'm tempted because every single positive review has like at least 300 hours, and most of them have above 1,000. So like,
you could spend your life in this game,
like, homie. That does not bode well for my productivity. I'm scared to get into it now.
Damn it, Diesel. How many hours do you have?
I'm level 24 with one class. I'm level 11 with another class. And I think I'm like level 7 as a chef.
You literally were just like...
As a chef?
Yes, you can be a chef.
That's its own class.
Yes. There's non-combat classes like botanist, leather worker. You can make armor and sell it on the market.
So, but like... Can you be more than one class at a time then, or?
Yes, you can be more than classes are like jobs, so you switch into a different outfit.
And oh, you're okay. Just that class. It's like okay. That's interesting.
Did you get it on Steam?
No, I didn't get it on Steam. Just because that's not how it would work for like the Twitch thing.
I didn't see it on Twitch Prime. I just
Yeah, it came out like a bit ago. You might have missed it.
Frick.
But yeah,
I think I did.
Make sure you're on the same server as me.
Well, what's your fucking server?
Like Goblin or something.
No, that's specific.
Yes.
Should I be worried about getting any of the expansions if I get it?
No, not for a while. You can't access any of the expansion content until after level 50 anyway.
I mean, Condi also has it.
Condi's a weeb.
Yeah, Condifiction. I think Condi has a lot of hours.
160. My friend Chode Max already has it.
That's an interesting name.
His name's Max.
Chode Max?
Chode Max. Chode Max?
Right. I'll fucking consider. I'll consider Deal.
I'll get it, do a few hours, and if I don't like it, I'll just refund it.
Yay!
That's
really sad. I think on that note, we should end the podcast.
Yeah, no, I was about to. Thank you guys for watching this episode of Loud Mouse. You can subscribe down below. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, everything. All links are down below. Have a good rest of your day.
This purchase of Final Fantasy 14 is a business expense.
I'll keep that in.